In the garden of the Children's Museum of Sonoma County, a miniature landscape is under construction.
In addition to the Russian River, we're going to have some redwoods out here. We're going to have agriculture and a farm area with real planting beds for kids to plant seeds and harvest and taste and smell. So we're basically trying to recreate as naturally as possible our ecosystem to help educate families about our precious resources and why we need to take care of them.
Colette Michaud, museum CEO, has loved children's museums since taking her own kids to the Bay Area Discovery Museum a decade ago. She's been working since 2005 to bring something similar to her home county.
We wanted to be able to demonstrate to people the importance of hands-on and formal learning for children. So we started out with a mobile museum, taking it out to public events and libraries and things like that. And slowly but surely, we've been growing over the last 8 years.
Now Michaud is preparing to enjoy a long-awaited milestone. Instead of existing solely in a van, the Children's Museum will open its doors in 2014 in a series of events. The garden and art studio will be open to the public in March,
followed by a grand opening in probably September when we open the interior of the museum. So we're going to be blossoming over the next year.
Inside the museum building, mock-ups give some idea of what the interior space will look like. A bustling Victorian-era street where kids can pretend they're conductors, dentists, shopkeepers. Interactive science exhibits and a toddler area. It's designed to be the kind of playful environment that kids need to learn and develop social skills.
Nowadays, we don't allow our children to just run around our neighborhoods. Children's museums provide a wonderful, safe place for children to explore, learn through play, discover, and just have fun with their families. There's more and more research coming out around the importance of that 0 to 5 time frame and how important it is to get early education into their lives, and also social development around other children.
But not all kids can regularly play outside or play with other kids. And while preschool tends to help children fare better in the long term, not all families can afford it. Michaud says that's where the museum can come in.
And so the Children's Museum provides a really wonderful alternative that they can come and use whenever they want for a very, very affordable price. We're located in a lower income neighborhood for Santa Rosa. We love it. We actually are so thrilled to be in this neighborhood and accessible to families who may not have the ability to drive to a place like this. We're going to be very accessible by bike and walking and by bus. And these are the children that so often don't make it out of their neighborhoods. It's hard for a lot of us to believe that some children who live in Sonoma County never get a chance to see the Russian River stream or go to the ocean, but it's true, they don't. So we'll be able to provide a place for these children to experience that.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.